Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. Now, I am a tiny bit still under the weather, and so you're going to hear that in my voice today, so just bear with me. But yes, no, you're not hearing incorrectly that I am a bit under the weather today. So that being said, guys, if this is your first time listening, what's this podcast even about? It's about how to help you love and enjoy the journey of your life and stop wishing you had everybody else's, because everybody else's is different. You know, it looks like something on the outside, but I guarantee that parent that you envy, those, you know, and when you envy them having their own children and everything else, they've got their own slate of problems. They've got their own slate of challenges. And so today, I'm not even sure how long this episode's going to be, but I wanted to make sure I was able to record one, because I was on the road last week and didn't get the opportunity. But today's episode 194, and it's called Complaining Might Not Be Helping You As Much As You Think It Is. So where does this episode stem from today? Honestly, it stems from watching, when I hop on Facebook, I'm part of many different groups, mainly for the purpose to share my podcast, but I'm also starting to notice some of those singles groups, people really, really put their heart out there. And others just share their feelings out of frustration and hurt and upset. You know, I want you to explore the idea that complaining, like, we do it to get sympathy, I think. But what if it's actually generally more harmful than helpful? That you might have a person in your life that you tend to vent to, that you tend to complain to. But lately, I've just been seeing these broadcast people pouring out their heart and soul about how frustrated they are. And no, I get that. I really do, because if in their world, that's what it looks like for them to do, to be seen and to be noticed and to be heard, okay, whatever. But I just want you guys to explore and play with the idea that it's not that helpful, because most of those things are said in a huff, meaning they don't really think about what they say. It's not like some of those are terribly well thought out. And if they are, you know, I think it was Abraham Lincoln or somebody that was told, you know, if you ever write a letter, to sit on it, especially if it has, you know, any sort of anger or frustration or anything, sit on it for a few days and see if you still feel the same. It's funny because after I read one of these, I started to write a post, and it was this overall post to tell people to stop complaining and that it wasn't helping them. And it was funny, though, because the more I wrote the post, which I only got about 3 or 4 lines, the more I realized how much I didn't want to write it. And I just clicked delete and was done. Like, what if you stopped complaining about your life and started cultivating your life? What if you stopped complaining that the world was not ready to be there at your beck and call? I get it, guys. There's things that frustrate us. I mean, I'll share one with you guys right now. I've been frustrated for the past few days because by the time you guys hear this, this will be mostly irrelevant. But I knew to buy tickets to the BYU-ASU game months ago. You know, I live in Arizona, I'm a big BYU fan, and there's tons of members of the church here that are also big BYU fans, and I knew that tickets were going to go up. And instead of trusting myself, I didn't. I didn't trust myself, and I could have bought, like, I had a shot at third row seats for like $40 or $50. I mean, it was crazy how cheap they were. Well, as of last night, the cheapest I saw online were like $250. You know, there's a difference between, do I want to spend, I mean, I've never spent $250 on a game before. And, you know, And like, but I was so frustrated because when I went to my parents, because, you know, of course I want to sit with my family, said, hey, let's get these tickets. They're like, no, let's wait. And they shared how, you know, maybe another family member might want to go with us. And I really enjoy those other family members as well. And so it was a long shot, but I figured I'd take it. Well, after that, I forgot about it. And here we are today. And here I sit ticketless, not having a ticket yet. Now, granted, there's a very strong chance I'll get one. But you guys won't even know that, so it doesn't matter. Why did I share that with you? Because it was bothering me severely this morning. And these past few days, it was bothering me so bad. And whether I go to the game or not, is it really going to matter that much in my life? No. But I got to tell you, the festering has bothered me. I've been really, really agitated. I've been really annoyed. And I've been on edge about getting these tickets. Now, granted, usually what happens with most tickets is right before the game, prices come down. Now, granted, whether that happens this game or not, I have no idea. But the festering that this has caused me over the past week, I mean, I've actually been sick, and I'm not sure if that's the reason. Like, stuff that festers can get to us. But I finally realized it this morning. I was more upset that I didn't trust myself. Now, granted, from this point on, it's like I realize how it works. And next time they play ASU in Arizona, I mean, provided I'm still here in Arizona, because it's not for like 3 years, I'm going to get my tickets pretty early. And I'm going to trust myself, even if I just get one ticket to get in the stadium. Guys, no matter how many people I went and vented to and complained about, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that. And again, this is not about what my parents and my family chose to do or not do. This is about what I chose to do. Like, I was thinking about it recently. It's like with the price of tickets right now, I could have bought 10 tickets and I could have made almost $2,000. Yeah. For 10 tickets, I could have made like $2,000. Maybe not quite that, but that wouldn't have been bad. I mean, I could sure use an extra $2,000. We just got to trust. We got to trust the spirit and we got to trust ourselves. When something feels right, we just got to do it. And it's like, okay, cool. I buy 3 tickets for me and my parents to go to this game, and then no one else decides to go with us. Great, we have tickets and they're like $150 or whatever versus a lot more. I mean, $150 total. Guys, we have no idea. But I will tell you, whether this caused me to be sick or not, I don't know. I mean, I'd been kind of getting run down anyways. But I will tell you, when we fester about things that we can't control, I can't control what the prices of tickets are. I can basically control whether, okay, do I want to pay that much to go to a game? At $40, heck yes, I wanted to be there. Absolutely, I wanted to be at that game. For $250, I don't know. We traveled from Arizona to the Kansas game last week, and it did not go so well. So anyways, nobody cares. I mean, did you guys just care about that last rant? And that wasn't even a rant, but you probably didn't. And that's my point. Now, there was another time in my life when I was part of a startup company, and one of the owners basically edged me out of the company, even though I owned a third of it. And you better believe for the first, how long was it? I don't know, months. I went around raving to everybody. I cannot believe I got gypped out of this company. I can't believe he did this to me. And, you know, at one time, the company, I think it was after I left, it was valued for like $1 million. Now, $1 million doesn't go very far these days, but this was like 10 or 12 years ago when it was when it was worth a lot more. And I would vent and I would rage to anybody. Why? Because we want to be seen. We want somebody else to look at us and say, hey, I feel you, man. I'm sorry that happened. But is it really worth it? Is it really worth the pain, the anguish? Well, guys, worry can do some pretty bad stuff to you. It can give you ulcers. It can cause you sleepless nights. Ironically, I don't know if it's that or other stuff, but I have not been sleeping that well at night. And it, all for what? A silly game. Yes, it could be an amazing game. And it could be a terrible game. And I don't know what it's going to be. You know, there's a phrase that I love from the scriptures that says, be still and know that I am God. Be still, be calm, breathe. There's nothing good that's ever going to come out of raging. If you've got a, don't get me wrong, I've got a couple very, very close personal friends that I do share interior parts of my life with, but the most part I don't. You know, I just don't. I was thinking about it today when it's like, you know what? Other than sometimes when I'm caught up in lots of thinking in my head, I'm a really happy guy. When I'm not caught up in the thinking of what I have or don't have and I'm just me, I am really happy. When I get caught up in thinking, okay, what's the right thing to do? What's the wrong thing to do? I don't do so well. But when I'm just, yeah, when I'm just me and just a happy, happy guy, I do really, really well. And so do you. You get caught up in the thinking of how you think your life's supposed to look and what's supposed to happen. Why is that supposed to happen? You don't even know if it's good or bad. If I don't get a ticket, it might be the greatest thing in the world. If my team gets slaughtered, and if my team doesn't show up like they chose not to in Kansas game, if they chose not to try, I don't want to watch that. Do I really want to pay $300 or whatever the number is to go watch a game that my team might suck at? I don't know. That's the other part. There is so much unknown about everything that we turn into a big deal. Like, what if you just stopped complaining and did something that you, whatever you could in your life? You know, there was a really long, and this was a public post, and I don't know this person, so I can say what I want. But there was a public post just about somebody sharing how much they wanted to be married. And I don't, you know, I just kind of occurred to me to sit down and write this, what ended up being a very long letter to this person. No, probably took me, I don't know, 20 minutes, right around there. But it just struck me as something to do. You know, and at the very bottom, I said, hey, like, by the way, you're looking, if you want somebody that actually will help you find joy in your life, then message me. I'm actually a coach, and I help people for a living get where they want to be and find joy and happiness in doing so. I have no idea what will come out of that. But they talked about the frustrations in their life and the challenges, and they even talked about how, like, they were so sick and tired of guys not being decent guys, settling for mediocre jobs. And I'm in my head as I'm reading this, now, guys, please understand, I've been on this journey for 20 plus years. I have spent tons of money bettering myself. I've done spent tons of money learning how to see the world differently. So just understand that when I say this stuff, like, I have spent a ton of time and energy as well. And I look at that statement and I see things differently. It's like, well, why would they need to change anything they're doing with their lives? They're actually making the decision easier for you. They're just saying, hey, these are not the people that I want to be with. Like, I'm actually really hoping they do respond, because I love to see, I don't know, sometimes like this anonymous post thing has gotten a bit over, gone a bit crazy. You can say a lot behind an anonymous post. I almost wish they'd get rid of it. Why? I don't know. And then again, maybe it helps people be people. I don't know. Like, they're not going to listen to me anyways. Facebook's not going to listen to me whether I wanted it or didn't want it. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't do me any good to sit and worry about that. And it doesn't do you any good to sit and complain about who's wanting to date you, who's not wanting to date you, what jobs you're getting, what jobs you're not getting. One of the things that I'm seeing in my life, and it was actually really cool because I read this morning in the Book of Mormon, and it very, very much struck me. And even if you don't have to happen to be religious, you can still learn from this, but it's in a book called Alma 37, and then it's verse 42, and it says, "Therefore they tarried in the wilderness, or did not travel a direct course, and were afflicted with hunger and thirst because of their transgressions." That just hit me really hard. Why do we have our challenges? Quite honest, because we're not moving directly in the direction we're meant to go. No, sometimes like we have so many thoughts in our head that stop us. Don't listen to them. If you have been instructed in a direction, move in that direction, go in that direction, and pray for strength and guidance. Now, you can use affirmations from that are also scripture, such as, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." When you just don't give up, when you just keep going, you get where you want to be. You know, I love something that was said in a conference talk recently that our church has this giant conference. And he said, you know, we need less murmuring and more lifting. I would agree. I do not get stronger by complaining how heavy the bench press is. I get stronger by lifting it. I get stronger by trying. Even if I got under the bench press and, you know, had somebody spotting me and was safe, I always recommend being safe. I have sadly heard horror stories about people lifting weights by themselves. Don't do it. Just don't do it. People really do die that way. But if I get pushed all of my strength and the best that I could into that bar, I would do pretty decent. That alone would strengthen me just by trying. If I sit here and just flex my muscles, that alone is exercising the muscle a little bit. When you even just try to move in the direction that you want to go, but I don't know about you, sometimes I struggle with, oh my goodness, I don't know the next step to take. Doesn't matter. I mean, I'll share with you guys, it was really interesting because we never know how things are going to turn out. I was in the temple the other day and it just occurred to me, hey, that guy is getting rid of a pinball machine. Go ask him and see how bad he wants to get rid of it. Well, I went to him. I expected him to be like, yeah, dude, I just want to get rid of this. I'm willing to give it away for a lot less, especially because the guy is decently well off. And I went to him and I, you know, as I was instructed to do, as I'd been prompted, and I was just prompted this in the temple, just go ask. And so I called him up and I asked, and I was like, hey, how bad are you wanting to get rid of this? And he was honest with me. He said, you know what? I've got other space for it. I don't have to get rid of it. The lowest I'm willing to let it go for is, he said $3,250, and then he said, but if it's all up front, I could possibly give it to you for $3,000. And I was like, okay, you know, let me see. I mean, the pinball machine itself, I'm not going to say which one it is, but it was in pretty good shape. And I hadn't given much thought to this because I hadn't really thought about this. Well, fast forward about a few days, I'm in line in Utah at Panda Express. It was the night before the BYU football game. And I pull into Panda Express, and there's quite a line. And my first thought is, oh man, I got here at the wrong time. But I pulled out my phone, as we do when we're in lines, which is, who knows if that's a good or bad thing. I pulled out my phone as I was in line, and because I was in the geographic area of a store, it said, hey, by the way, this store is giving away a pinball machine. Enter here. And I'm like, what? And so, of course, I entered. And it's like, you know, I entered, and it's like, okay, well, maybe that was wonderful. I ended up in a line. Because I was in the geographic location of that store. So who knows? That line might have turned out to be the greatest thing in the world. We'll find out here in a few days. And I don't know. There's something about acting in faith that's starting to really seem, you know. And the other thing I've seen is, instead of complaining about your situation, spend 5 minutes practicing the life that you want. You know, so for me, I started out with about 4 things that I do 5 minutes a day. Now, if you guys have been listening to me do this for a while, you'll know that I go through spurts. And so, and by the way, if you hear any background noise, they're doing some massive road work. I have some really nice windows, but it's really loud out there, so I apologize. But yeah, so I mean, like, there's something about acting in faith. So I started doing these 5-minute things each day, and every week or so, Heavenly Father adds a new one. He says, okay, I want you to start doing this. I want you to start doing this. I want you to start doing this. And I gotta tell you, that has been so cool. Why? Because we are not in the habit of doing the things we want to do. None of us are. I mean, I'll be honest, like, video games sometimes could draw you in so much. I mean, I love to play FIFA or whatever they call it now. And it's exciting. It's a competition. I've got to be better than the other guy. But even just talking about it makes me want to play. But I'm doing the Artist Way program this week, and it says to, you know, have a media deprivation week. So I haven't played the entire week, and I've actually really enjoyed some of the other things I've done. But my point is, like, some of those things have such a strong pull. TV, everything else has such a strong pull, that you gotta just make it a discipline and a practice to say, you know what, I can do something 5 minutes a day. And then guess what happens? Sometimes it grows. Like, you sit down and you're like, I don't want to play just for 5 minutes on the guitar or the piano or, you know, writing a book or whatever it is you're doing. And you just get into the activity. The easiest thing to do is just get into the activity. And also, I would say, just coming back to this idea of complaining, like, stop focusing on things you have no control over. You have control over whether you sit down and visualize all these people telling you no. Like, you have no control over what they actually do, but you do have control on the personal work that you do on yourself to become the best person that you can be. You do have control whether you want to go out and hire a coach, hire, you know, anybody else to be able to help you get where you want to be. Guys, if it were not for the tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars I have spent in getting amazing coaches, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I really wouldn't. I mean, I am so happy, guys. Aside, yeah, I get caught up sometimes. Oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. But my life is really good. I mean, I am super happy. Now, some people are like, well, you shouldn't be happy because you don't have a perfect life yet. Well, I say good riddance to those people. They probably don't. There are probably people out there that have more in terms of stuff than me. But I'm a pretty happy guy. And I'm okay with that. All that other stuff is on its way. All the other good, amazing, wonderful things are on their way. And I know that. So I would invite you to stop complaining. And just try. Start spending 5 minutes on 3 to 4 things that you want to do every day. One of those I highly recommend is your life visualization. Spend time each day, 5 minutes, like reading through the life that you want to create. I do this. I do every day. And sometimes it gets altered. It's like, you know what? I think I'm going to add this. Oh, I think I'm going to take this away. It's okay. Your life is a moving, flowing organism. So my message for you today, stop complaining. And use that time that you would spend complaining doing the things you love to do. You know, yeah, you might not have the partner of your life in your dreams, but maybe you have a really cool hobby that you're like, you know what? I really enjoy pinball. I think I'm going to buy a pinball machine. Like, I don't know what it is for you, but I can tell you, complaining limits what God's willing to give us. Why? Well, because if we complain about the life we have now, instead of being grateful, finding the areas we can be grateful, and then asking Heavenly Father to help us improve our lives, I don't know. I think He loves when we're grateful. I know I love when my nieces and nephews are grateful when I give them stuff. And when they're not, I don't like it. So let's be more grateful, less complaining, and start living the life that you want. And go out and do whatever you felt inspired to do today. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down, and you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve. And I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with, that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.